Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Sunday, April the 24th, 2016, and we are here live with you tonight, and we want you to call in at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032, and press pound. And if you'd like to share a comment or ask a question, just press *61 and we will get you right in. And we are here at the Lotus Place, so welcome in, come on in, have a seat, have a listen. And we are going to share some information tonight on black health and healing. We want you to be healthy, we want you to be happy, and based on the way that we are eating and living, we are just not that healthy based on statistics that state that black people have all this high blood pressure, diabetes, just all kinds of illnesses. And now we have more and more women having this extreme case of breast cancer. Men have all this diabetes and all of this stuff, which is causing them to have to take this medication where they have an ED, erectile dysfunction. Look, we don't have time for all of that. We need to have a happy sex life, happy, healthy sex life. We need to have a happy, healthy lifestyle. So we have got to start eating better and taking care of ourselves. I started my enhanced workout program, and I'm challenging everyone to do the same thing. Let's get healthy. If you're not already walking or practicing some type of stretching or yoga, we encourage you to do that, because you gotta be healthy to be in the revolution. Because when it's time to get up and make a move, if you gotta grab your walker, your pills, all of this stuff, and, oh Lord, you're out of breath because you're so overweight and all this, I mean, you're not gonna make it, okay? Because these other people, they're working out, they're going to the gun range, they're getting ready for whatever may happen. So we too need to be ready. Don't you agree, Featherlight?
I agree wholeheartedly. Yes, I do. Yes, right on indeed. Point. I intend to be ready.
I do too. And we know you do all your little stretches and walking. Feather walks about 6 or 7 miles a day. She got 20 years on me. She walked about 6 or 7 miles. I tried to go walking today, but it started raining again. And then I sat in the car for a minute and tried to wait on it to stop, because you know how it is in Houston. It's so tropical. It'll stop raining and the sun will be out in about 10 minutes. But it started back raining, so I just had to terminate my walking time for today. But I truly enjoy walking. It's so relaxing. I can clear my head. I can think. I can plan when I'm walking, and I have my phone with me while I'm walking. So when the ideas start flowing, I can just, you know, put them in my little notes on my phone, and I can come back home and say, okay, yeah, this is what I thought about. Oh yeah, that's great. That's great. I can do that. And it's just so beautiful, especially when you live somewhere like Houston where the weather is pretty nice 90% of the time when it's not raining. Like when I was in Detroit, it was just too cold to walk. I mean, it was too cold. It was too cold to do anything. So I missed out on the first 2 months of like really getting into my walking program. But and I couldn't eat right because I was staying in a hotel without a kitchen, without a little kitchenette. So everything I went out to eat, I had to consume, I had to go out to, you know, a restaurant or whatever and purchase it. But thank goodness there was some health food, like healthy vegan and vegetarian restaurants that I could go to. But there was this one place, and let me give a shout out to them, Go Smoothies in Detroit. They had some of the black owned, had some good. Really good, sister owned it, owns the place. And oh my God, they had some of the best smoothies, but those darn smoothies were $7 and $9 a pop. And see, here in Houston, I can get a smoothie for $3. Yes, I mean, I had to spend like $7 or $9 for a smoothie in the morning. So I was like, man, this is expensive. And so I know sometimes we say it's expensive to eat healthy. Thank goodness we have a Ninja here at home, so we can just use the Ninja and make our own little smoothies. Highly recommend that Ninja. But, you know, we think that it's so expensive to eat healthy, like Whole Foods. They charge an arm and a leg for a bag of three items. You come out of there with three items in your little brown bag, and you spend about $40. But more expensive is being in that hospital.
It certainly is. So it certainly is.
Think
when
about
you weigh
it
the
on
two.
The front end. That's right. Think about it on the front end, spending, you know, a little more for the healthy food versus paying hundreds of dollars a month for a prescription or paying a few thousand dollars in medical bills. So,
exactly.
Kind of look at it like that.
Right.
And still celebrating the life and legacy of Prince Rogers Nelson. Oh my God, I was just torn to pieces
this week getting that news.
It really kind of settled in on me. Like yesterday and the day before, it started really kind of hitting me. And I was just
Same with me.
Yeah.
The first day, I didn't talk about it. You know, my mom is an avid fan of Prince. I mean, she was turned on to Prince before I was. And I think that was the first concert that I took her to, and I was so glad I took her to the concert because she had a ball. But, you know, like you mentioned before, she had this poster on her wall of Prince in this little bikini, you know, with the shower, what have you. And she's the one that called and told me that it died. And I just couldn't say, oh, what happened? Oh, la, la, la. It was just a shock. It's like when you hear something and your brain doesn't want to compute it because it doesn't want to accept it. And that's how I felt
like the
first day
or so. I think
that was
the title of one of his songs, too. Then I think he had a song called Does Not Compute, Prince.
I want
to say he had a song entitled Does Not Compute or a lyric in one of his songs. I think it was a song.
Yeah, I have heard that before, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
It did not compute. I couldn't digest it. I really couldn't.
It was too much. Yeah, and I've been having some of my music friends just sending all kinds of Prince videos. We've just been sharing videos. Speaking of which, Scotty shared a website just a moment ago with me called Tidido. Maybe that's what it is. It's T-I-D-I-D-O, T-I-D-I-D-O where you can...
T as in Tom or B as in bold?
T as in Tom.
Okay.
T as in Tom, I as in ice, D as in David, I as in ice, D as in David, and O as in open. To dial.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yep, yep. I actually sent it to you already in the messenger. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can check out some of his music on there. And also, you know, Prince scrubbed the internet of his music because he felt like these streaming services should pay him before his music is sampled. Taylor Swift followed him. And then she penned a letter to Apple telling them they couldn't use her music like that either without paying her. And I don't blame them. You need to pay me. Pay me for my artistry. And
because
so,
they're getting paid.
Yeah, they're making a bunch of money. They're making money hand over fist. And so also, when he scrubbed his music from the internet, he transferred it over to Jay-Z's Tidal streaming service, T-I-D-A-L, T as in Tom, I-D as in David, A-L like a tidal wave. So you can also
stream. I've seen that. Okay.
From there as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, shout out also to the radio station here in Houston, Magic 102.1. The station has been playing Prince music continuously since it was announced that he made the transition. So it's just been
I have been enjoying that. Yeah, I have
oh,
been
God,
enjoying
yes.
that music. Mm.
I have too. I really enjoyed it. So we're gonna jump into our show, and we're still asking people if you'd like to just call in and share one of your favorite Prince songs or talk about a concert you went to, or have you ever been to Paisley Park? Have you ever just gone to one of his sets and just watched him jump on the stage, just rip it up? Call and share that with us as well. I was watching this video when James Brown was performing, and he called Michael Jackson to come out on the stage. And so Michael Jackson came on the stage and, you know, did his thing as Michael Jackson does. He's another awesome person with the ancestors up there in the musical heaven with Marvin Gaye, Tupac, Otis Redding, all the rest of them. And then so Michael Jackson told James Brown that Prince was in the audience and to have Prince come up on the stage. So you know Prince came up on the stage, took somebody's guitar and started playing. And then Prince, as he does, got all wild and crazy, took his jacket off, and next thing you know, he was jumping around on the stage and climbed up on some kind of light fixture or something. You could just see him swinging on the light fixture. It looked like James Brown went over there and told him, hey, man, don't come over here and be tearing up my little stage now. Michael said let you come up here, and you coming up here and clowning. Oh, it was so cute, though. I love it. I love it. That was a good video. I don't know what James Brown was saying to him, but I know he walked over there to him. He probably told him, get it, Prince. Get it, Prince. You know, James Brown, he's such a character. Well, he was such a character. So, but anyway, yes, call in 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032. And just give us a call and share your comments. Oh, press pound behind that code and press *61 if you'd like to speak. So, Featherlight, you have a quote you would like to share with us.
Yes, I do. I actually have something that we may or may not be familiar with. We get these little signals, but a lot of times we ignore them. So this is called Warnings from the Universe. Are you listening? Are you listening? We may not be aware of the situations we put ourselves into, but the universe sends us messages from time to time to let us know we're on the right track, and more importantly, when we're on the wrong path. So here are some signs the universe gives us to alert us to stop the task we're working on or if we're in the middle of a conversation with someone, stop, take a breath, regroup, meditate if possible, and basically, essentially, change your course. So, first is an overall uneasy feeling or just feeling off. I know I've experienced that a lot of times. Something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're more angry than normal. You get angry for no apparent reason. You just get angry at little things, at nothing. When you're not on the right path, things tend to be considerably more difficult for you. So you may find yourself quicker to anger than before. You can handle this anger through deep breathing. You know, just stop and take a breath. Sometimes people say, breathe, take a deep breath. Mm. This really, really helps. And there are a lot of deep breathing exercises, which I'd like to share on the Lotus Place at some point in time. But breathing properly and taking deep breathing exercises really does help the system. But consider also why it is that you feel angry, okay? To begin with, is it because you're not on the right path in your life? Sudden headaches, getting sick, biting or burning your tongue, or biting your cheek. I haven't bit my tongue in a long, long time, but it always just comes out of nowhere. You ever bit your tongue? I know everybody mm-hmm. has at one point. And biting your cheek, that really hurts. You know? Yeah, biting your cheek. I've done that maybe once or twice. I know at least once. It's a very odd feeling, you know, like, Dawn, how did that cheek get in the way of my teeth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a sign. It's a sign from the universe. Something is not right.
Wow.
Bumping your elbow or stubbing your toe. Who hasn't done that? And it's a pain that makes you sit your butt down.
Oh, it makes you sit down.
You got so many nerves, you know, in your toe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on the wrong path, the universe sends you signals through your body. So it manifests in headaches. Your immune system is compromised, or different kinds of just sudden illnesses. When you're on the wrong path, your whole being suffers. Losing and breaking important things. It's something that's really, when you just lose it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I
mm-hmm.
had it.
Yeah.
An unpleasant taste in your mouth. You know, you ever had that? It's like a sudden unpleasant taste in your mouth. Like metal or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Or hearing a buzz or a high-pitched tone in your left ear. Why it's left, I don't know. Yeah.
I've heard about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've experienced it, but I'm saying I've heard of reasons why we have those high-pitched, that ringing in your ear.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a signal. It's an omen. They're omens.
Mm-hmm.
They're signs that you must change your path. So when you get any of these signals, don't ignore it. You know, think about what you're doing. Think about what path you're on. Think about something that you may be in the middle of a conversation with somebody and they're not agreeing with you or you're not agreeing with them. Maybe you need to just stop the whole conversation. Step away. Step away from them. Breathe. Regroup, reboot, unplug, like you do your computer, like you reset your computer, because we are like computers. We're the mommy of the computers. You know, we tell the computers what to do. So reset yourself. Go out in nature, you know, when possible. Make it possible. You know, some people say, I just don't have that. Make it possible. Because
yeah,
in nature,
sense.
Everything comes to you, like you were saying. You know, when you get out in nature, there's no judgment. The best time, really, if you're going to take walks, for me, is early in the morning before the cars get out and start polluting the air. The air is real fresh. The birds get out early in the morning. Early in the morning is the best time. Get back in rhythm with nature and who you really are, not who you're
mm-hmm.
trying to be. And love the body, love your body, and it'll love you back. Like we're talking about tonight. Take care of yourself. So that's my quote and my input for mind, body, and spirit for right now.
Okay. Now, with the ringing in the ear, I listened to this brother on, YouTube was one of my best friends. brother, I can't call his name because it was just one of the many YouTube channels that I listened to throughout the day. And the brother said that when we hear that ringing in our left ear, we need to stop what we're doing and just be quiet. It's almost kind of like just stop and go into a meditative state so that you can listen, because those are the ancestors trying to give you messages or answers to what it is that you've been pondering over. So it's just like taking a minute and just calming yourself and saying, okay, what is this? So it's not just this, you know, like ringing, just this annoying little ringing. It's
Oh, that's so irritating.
Like, stop.
Yeah.
And going to thought or listen to it.
Yes. Many people, they emphasize prayer. You know, I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to pray, you know, get down on your knees, pray, pray, pray. But but they don't put as much emphasis on meditation as they do prayer. Because when you pray, you're talking. You're talking. You're asking for answers. You're thanking, you know, blah, blah, blah. But when you meditate, you're listening. So you're not doing enough listening. You know, you got one mouth, but you have two ears. So sometimes we just need to be quiet and listen. Listen to what the answers are. You know, you're praying. Be quiet and listen sometimes. Meditate. That's what meditating is about. You know, so you can be quiet and hear the answers that the ancestors have for us.
That's right. That's right. I had this friend, a coworker actually, and she said that, you know, she doesn't go to church. She's, you know, not a church goer or anything. But she said that, and particularly on Sundays, in addition to her regular just prayer time and quiet or meditation time, she didn't necessarily say meditation. She just, you know, referred to it as like a quiet time or something. It's all the same thing. She said that she prays, and then instead of going to church, she'll pray at home. And then she just sit in quietness for like 3 hours. And that's her ritual. She does it every single Sunday, she said. And she said that she finds it very, very helpful, and it clears her mind and elevates her thoughts. And I know that when I get on my regular routine of doing that, like meditating and praying, and not just like, because I don't go to church. People that know me, they know I don't go to church. If you invite me to your church, I might come. It depends. I may or may not come. More than likely, I will not. Something. And then listening for the answers and, you know, hearing the response, that is what I find is truly, truly helpful. And a lot of times we, you know, sit and we wonder and worry about stuff. But the problem that I have with some people who practice the whole ritual of going to church is you go to church, and then, you know, you pray and pray and pray about all of this stuff that you want to happen or want to have or whatever. And the Bible in itself tells you that faith without works is dead. So I understand the whole thing of pray and then, you know, let it go, you know, give it to God. But you, first of all, if you really want to get deep and real with it, you are God. So if you're giving it to God, then you give it right back to yourself. to go ahead on and work through that whole situation. So, right. I mean, if you just, you know, I get the whole concept of not worrying and just praying about something, but you still got to get up and lay out a plan. And that will make it work. Don't just say, "Oh, Jesus will fix it. Ooh, God's going to take care of it. I'm going to put it in God's hands." Yeah, but he gave you more than five senses to get up and take care of things and do for yourself. Because once again, and I can go back to the Bible, I can do all things through Christ. Okay, so if you say you can do all things through Christ, then do it and stop sitting there waiting on some magic, whatever, to come and do the things that you need done. You have the magic. You have the power. So you have to do it. You have to take those steps and make whatever it is happen. Whatever it is you're trying to achieve, make it happen. Do it. Go for it. Stop sitting down on your butt and
expecting the poor to be delivered to your door.
It's just like if you want a mate, he or she is not just gonna come knocking on your door without you really putting forth that effort and saying, okay, I want a mate, and then also I'm gonna prepare myself for when I meet this mate, and I'm gonna get myself in order so that I can be together when the mate comes, because everything happens when it's that time. And if you don't have yourself together, nobody's coming to you, not the right person. You'll have some people coming to you, but not that person that you really are supposed to have in your life.
Exactly.
You got to have your stuff together. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You got to have your stuff together. And also, you know, get up and get out. You want to meet somebody, but you don't go anywhere. You don't even go to the grocery store. You know, get up. Get involved in some groups. Do something. Go somewhere. You don't have to go to a club. You don't just have to depend on meeting a mate at the club or at church or something like that. Get your butt out. Get involved with some people, some groups. Get involved in a travel group. Go walk.
Yeah, whatever it is that you
seven.
Like doing. Yeah, whatever it is you like doing, do the, and you will find people who like the same things that you like. You know?
And you know what? That's what they always say, too. That's what research says. Rather, if you get involved in doing some things that you like to do, you'll meet somebody. You may just meet somebody there at that place or doing that activity because you both have that in common. So that's a start right there.
Exactly. That's a good start.
Mm-hmm. That's a good start. Yeah.
And if
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, lastly, say for instance, if you wanted a new car, the salesman isn't going to drive it to your door. Make a plan as to saving your down payment, how much you're going to put aside, get your credit right, you know, your credit score right, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do the work. Like you just said,
do the work. And don't forget, Feather, I was about to mention, be sure you have your Prince quotes for us because, again, we're still having our tribute to Prince in the midst of our health and healing series. So this is the kickoff for our health and healing series because we want everyone to have a more healthy lifestyle. Tonight we are going to share some clips from Dr. Sabi. Dr. Sabi had a house where he sold his vitamins right in my hometown in Memphis, right on 3rd Street. And I remember going by there a few times. And at first I was like, man, these vitamins are expensive. Because some of them were like, you know, $40 a pop, you know. And they sold them like in like a combination form. So you would have to buy this, this, and that together. But, you know, at that time, I was like, I'm not getting ready to spend $40 on these vitamins and all that. But, I mean, Dr. Sabi is known for healing people like Michael Jackson, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, the same with TLC, I just found out recently that he helped heal Eddie Murphy's mother. I didn't know that.
Oh, really? I didn't know that either.
Yeah, yeah. So Dr. Sabi works with a ton of people. He was brought up in the court because they were accusing him of, I think, like lying about healing people. And I think he paraded in.
Yeah, making claims that he could cure
cancer. Yeah. And he paraded in, like, I forget how many people, maybe like about 100
people.
77 people. Okay. 77 people. And he subsequently, he won his case.
Uh-huh.
So these doctors will have us thinking that we are sick and ill and dying. And guess what? It's really all about the mucus. And we are going to talk more about that. But right now, what we're going to do is take a quick break. And then we're going to come back with the Mind, Body, and Spirit from 7. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Lotus Place, and we will be right back. Right back.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
All right, and we are back here at the Lotus Place Radio Show, and we're talking about black health and healing. We want you to be happy, healthy, and wholesome. We don't want you having diabetes, cancer, HIV, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, all of these crazy diseases that they have now. And I think it's Dr. Jude Pukrum. I think she was the first person that I heard say this. It's dis-ease. Your body is just at dis-ease. No, it may have been, what's his name? The other brother in California, the health brother. Lord have mercy. Brother DeHoody. Now, I do buy his vitamins. I have his vitamins are super, super great. And all of them are not expensive. Some of them are like $15. I certainly purchased the vitamins for your brain and cognitive abilities.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. And he has all like the Zodiac tonics and all of that. I bought the Aries Zodiac tonic, certain little crystals and minerals that you should have in your body for your particular birthday. I don't know how true all of that is, but guess what? I certainly know that the medicine that these doctors prescribe is crap. So I'm
right.
Listening to this brother over
right.
this medical profession talked about. So, but yeah, I believe his name is DeHoody. He used to be with D-Herb. Yeah. And so I think he switched over and like started his own, method of selling his vitamins and
yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and he's out of California, but if you just go on the DeHoody, I believe it's DeHuty, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but if you just Google it, you'll come up with it. And his vitamins are excellent. I mean, I totally feel a difference with his vitamins. And then I started taking these vitamins called Joy. And these vitamins, they're only like $20. And I think it's like a two month supply for like $22, which is great. And these vitamins have ashwagandha. And I'm not gonna right now go through the many different benefits of ashwagandha. But you definitely should Google that because it's just an overall tonic. It's just like black seed oil. It just helps everything from your immune system to your nervous system to everything. Which now Dr. Valentine says that all of our systems are one. They're not separate like we've been taught. Like you have the lymphatic and nervous. They're all one. It's just all one system functioning together. So we'll get more into that at another time. And right now what I want everyone to do is I want you to, if you already have your computer up, I want you to go to Black Talk Radio Network, and I want you to make a donation to Black Talk Radio Network, to the Black Talk Media Project, because we need to stay on the air. We need to keep bringing this information out. So we need for you to donate a few dollars to Black Talk Radio Network, to the Black Talk Media Project, so that you can keep us on the air bringing you this information. So we need for you to donate. Definitely contribute your dollars to this Black cause, because guess what? We're always saying, oh, yeah, you know, we need to support each other and, you know, da-da-da-da-da. So let's keep this going. Let's do this. And that way we're here for you. So, all right, Aja, bring us a mind, body, and spirit. We're getting into our health and healing series.
All right. Lovely. I will start this out with a quote. You will never be free until you free yourself of false thoughts and beliefs. In a report completed recently by WebMD.com on deadly diseases that strike blacks more than whites, it confirmed that diabetes is the third leading cause of death among black males, with 60% more common in black males than whites. Black males are 2.5 times more likely to suffer limb amputation than others with diabetes. African Americans are 3 times more likely to die of asthma than Caucasians. Deaths from lung scarring is 16% higher in blacks than in Caucasians. Despite more tobacco use than Caucasians, black males are 50% more likely to get lung cancer.
50%?
50%. And black males use less tobacco than Caucasians. That I was not aware of.
Yeah.
Strokes kill 4 times more in at the ages of 35 to 54-year-old black Americans than whites. They kill four times more. Blacks develop high blood pressure earlier in life than Caucasians. Nearly 42% black males and 45% black women age 20 and older have high blood pressure. Black babies die of sudden death syndrome, which is the SIDS, 2.5 times more than Caucasian babies. Cigarette smoking is declining faster among blacks than whites, yet blacks still die of lung diseases more frequently than whites. And black males have 40% higher cancer deaths than Caucasian males, and black women have 20% higher cancer deaths than white women. So some of the causes were listed as socioeconomic. For instance, 71% of African Americans versus 50% Caucasians live in communities that violate federal air pollution standards. We all know. Higher percentage of African Americans live close to toxic waste dumps. And factories that produce these wastes. And then there's a case such as the Detroit water forest recently, and other places where water is intentionally contaminated in predominantly black communities. And of course, there's the chemtrails that have existed for decades in black communities. We know that. That wasn't in the report, but I just stuck that in there because we know about those chemtrails. The report went on to state that there have been obvious health disparities among physicians and hospitals. We all know that. And all of this is a part of institutionalized racism. These and other causes are mentioned in this report, and these are all accurate. However, there are other factors that no one cares to mention, which I would like to bring to the forefront to our Lotus Place listening audience. Melanin is in almost every organ of the body. Melanin is a biochemical substance that drives physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual life. It's in everything and everybody, from the butterfly to the lotus plant to the hippopotamus. It's essential to be alive. The more melanin a race has, a group of people, not just things, race, has the more melanin a group of people has, the more humane and civilized that group of people. And we don't need a report to tell us that. One of its major purposes, melanin, is to shield and protect body tissue against radiation damage. In its most concentrated, it's black, but it also can be shades of brown. It's black because its chemical structure will not allow any type of energy to escape once that energy has come in contact with it. In order for this molecule to be an energy efficient and energy saving entity, it requires reactions with substances such as amino minerals and particular vitamins for that efficiency. So since blacks have more of this life-sustaining molecule called melanin than any other group of people, why are we sicker? Why are we dying so rapidly from these illnesses? It's obvious that those individuals who have little or no melanin, like Caucasians, would not require the same amount of these specific minerals and vitamins as the individuals who are intensely melanin dominant, who are Africans and African Americans. So they don't need as much as we do because we have so much melanin in our body.
Wait a minute, you melanin, broke up a second. You said that they don't need what? You broke up this.
They don't really. Okay. Melanin deficient people, particularly Caucasians, recessive melanin, they do not require as much minerals and vitamins as we do for the melanin to be efficient because they don't have as much melanin as we do. So our bodies are chemically structured differently. So we need something different from what they need. Okay, so we have actually been treating ourselves, or they have been treating us when we go to the doctor, based on their standards. Okay, this has forever been true. And so melanin dominant people with more melanin content would require specific, different, and more of certain nutrients to maintain normal melanin function. Does that make sense? Does it need to be broken down more?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, it does make sense. Great. Okay. So a melanin deficiency can be caused when there is an adequate supply of melanin, which we have, and the body's ability to use the melanin is dysfunctional, deficient. We have the melanin. But because we're not taking the proper nutrients, it's making the melanin dysfunctional. A melanin, synthetic chemicals, okay, there are a lot of synthetic chemicals out there. I mean, there's synthetic chemicals being put into the food at a rapid rate right now. So synthetic chemicals have an extremely harmful effect on melanin, due to its ability to duplicate or mimic whatever it comes in contact with. Now, I mentioned before that scientists and researchers all over the world, not just in this country, but all over the world, meet regularly at melanin conventions every few years, and they keep the black scientists and researchers out. They're not invited. The blacks have to have their own melanin conventions. And they discuss melanin. They discuss what they can do to make it less efficient in black. I mean, just break it down. They want to understand it. Okay. So the body's metabolic and neurological path malfunctions because of a weakened liver, pancreas, kidney, your nervous system is off, your respiratory system is off, your reproductive system, and your immune system becomes off. The liver can be damaged due to drugs, sodas, vinegar, that I wasn't aware of, and alcohol. The pancreas primarily gets damaged due to processed sugars, we know that, and concentrated sweeteners.
You know what, now I just have to jump in quickly right there because about the vinegar, you know, both of us do ingest a lot of vinegar. And I think that I came across a lecture and Dr. Sabe mentioned something about we shouldn't take this apple cider vinegar as much as we think we should.
Yes. Yes.
I found that interesting.
Yes. Yes. Again, what's put out there for the general population may not be good for us because of the extreme amount of melanin in our body and because of the factors that melanin has in order to be functional, in order
like
to
green
to
tea.
Make. Exactly. Exactly.
Like green tea. Green tea is good for Asians' bodies.
Asians.
But it's not for us.
It's not for us. You're the one that told me that, and I stopped drinking. And I just recently found this out about vinegar, and I have neglected to share that with you. So I'm sharing it with you now that it's not really for us. It's not. It doesn't jive with the melanin content in our system. Some people may refute me on that, but again, study melanin. Okay.
Wow.
Synthetic chemicals. The kidneys can get damaged from processed sugars and the poison of sodium chloride, which is simple table salt. You know, table salt is in everything, just like sugar. Mm-hmm. Table salt is in practically everything that we consume. And because of the high content of melanin in our body, It doesn't go well with it, and it does cause high blood pressure. People are always saying, "Oh, if your mama got it, you got it." Blah blah blah. But it's the melanin, and it's table salt. How many people do you see go to a restaurant and before they even taste their food, black people, they start sprinkling salt on the food? You know, I know it's not right. It's not right. I need to put some salt here. Salt gonna make it taste good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to do salt, do the sea salt. Because sea salt is not man-made. And the best salt is that pink, right? What is it called?
Himalayan salt.
Himalayan
salt.
That is the best. Mm-hmm. That's the top of the line. You know, if you want to get the real deal, that is what you should, and you don't need nearly as much. Just a pinch. Just a pinch, and it will give you the flavor you need without the side effects of raising your blood pressure because of the melanin content in our body. Okay,
very
so the
flavorful.
Other bodily, very flavorful. It gives a very nice taste to your food. So the malfunctioning organs and hormones that cannot adequately process melanin, that creates a problem. So it cannot be efficiently used by the body. In other words, in layman's terms, to break it down, melanin, with all of its key roles and functionality in our presence here on this planet, no matter how much you have, it can do one excessive harm when it becomes ineffective and therefore dysfunctional. And that is the goal of the power structure today, to cause the melanin-rich beings like ourselves to lose their abilities to make the most of our melanin traits, to lower our potential in order to make the melanin-dominant species, us, as ineffective and therefore less of a threat to those who are melanin-recessive, causing death and related diseases to melanin-dominant people.
Black people wow. are a group of people nourishing themselves as if they are Caucasians.
Oh, my goodness.
Since the Caucasians have the least amount of melanin, then Black people who eat as if they are Caucasians are giving themselves the least amount of nourishment to their melanin. And this causes them to utilize their melanin the least. We are unknowingly fighting against melanin and ourselves. So you ever notice how excited and upset the white race gets when Black people realize they're really Black? You know, when Beyonce had this thing out with this video, how upset the people got. The Caucasian, why does it bother them so when we take ownership of our Blackness? What's it to them? Asians do it. Indians do it. All other cultures do it. They recognize and they respect their culture. Consider the Afro. Okay, back in the day, everybody was wearing Afro. I was sporting my Afro. And suddenly, there was this chemically processed jerry curl created by a white man and chemicals that caused a deficiency in the melanin. Okay? What if you came, certain chemicals, especially synthetic chemicals, do not mix well with the melanin. It throws it totally off. Consider this. You know how I like to speak in analogies. What if you came to Earth like Superman with special powers? Okay, we all remember that story. But after so many generations, you were not aware of these extra abilities, and another race had discovered ways to squelch your abilities using various tricks and tactics. You know, something like kryptonite, in order to be able to get the most of your abilities, you require certain nourishment. And you're not getting it. So the other race made certain that this information was not only kept from you, but bombarded your system with the exact opposite. And that is what is happening. As a melanin-dominant race, it is crucial. I can't express it enough. For us and the generations that follow, to study and be aware of what makes us different, what makes us unique. But these statistics that I've just given will continue to rise, not in our favor.
Not in our favor.
And the resources from this information are from Dr. Jewel Fulcom, who's an expert, on melanin. Dr. Carol Barnes, she's an expert on melanin. Of course, our friend Dr. Africa, Layla Africa, he's an expert on melanin. And there, Geraldo Smith, Maureen Solomon, Nutrition and the Cancer Answer. And there are numerous videos on YouTube. All you got to do is type in melanin, and you'll get all kinds of information. Educate yourself. Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, my God. You share so much valuable information. I think I may want you to go back over some of the percentages that you mentioned when we come back from listening to this video with Dr. Layla Africa, because I couldn't quite write down everything you said. And I know some people have joined us since you started that part, and I definitely want to get those. In fact, come on, can you just go over, if you can, do you want to wait until I play this video?
I can do it now.
Okay, some of the percentages, like you said, the Black male, hypertension, and the women. Give us those statistics again.
Okay.
Some of those percentages.
Okay. Black males are 2.5 times more likely to suffer limb amputation than others with diabetes. African Americans are 3 times more likely to die of asthma than Caucasians. Diabetes is the third leading cause of death among Black males, with 60% more common in Black males than it is in whites. Black babies die of sudden death syndrome, SIDS, 2.5 times more than Caucasian babies. I personally feel it's that shock that they give them when they first get here. Cigarette smoking is declining faster among blacks than whites, yet blacks still die of lung diseases more frequently than whites. Black males have 40% higher cancer deaths than Caucasian males, and black women have 20% higher cancer deaths than white women. Blacks develop high blood pressure earlier in life than Caucasians, and nearly 42% black males and 45% black women age 20 and older have high blood pressure. Asthma. African Americans are we were coming up, we didn't have asthma.
That's something else.
It's the chemicals.
People need to think about this. Why is it now all of a sudden every child, just about
has
every
asthma.
Child you come across, they have asthma? And in particular,
yes.
I know in Detroit, mostly all of those children have asthma, and now a lot of them are being diagnosed with sickle cell. And I remember, comes from the dirty water, probably. I remember, I had a friend, and she told me, well, she wasn't a friend of mine, she was somebody I knew. But anyway, she said that the doctor told her to not drink water while she was pregnant. I said, you believe
what?
I said, now, first of all, the earth is 3/4% water. Your baby spends 9 months in water. That's why we should have water birth. It's good to have your baby in a tub of water. You don't just yank them out of the water into the cold air and let the doctor smack them on their ass and shoot them up with all kind of shots. Don't do that.
Hold them upside down.
Yeah, smacking them and all of this stuff. And then you wonder why your children come out violent and all this kind of stuff. But anyway.
Exactly.
So, yeah, she said that the doctor told her, don't drink any water. I said, you believe him? Now, what sense would that make? What sense would that make?
Depriving that baby of water.
Not drink any. Exactly. So, that's why some of these doctors, I tell you, sometimes just use your common sense. Use your common sense. When I was in nursing school, that's one thing I learned, and that's what, I already didn't like hospitals. That's why I couldn't finish the nursing program. But I learned, I guess it was a teachable moment for me. So that it opened up my mind and enlightened me, because just being around the doctors, you know, and going into the patient room for consultation and following the doctors, all they do is they come in there and we write down everything that they said, all of those symptoms and whatnot. And then the doctor, they go and consult with their colleagues, and then they pull out the pediatric physician's death reference, and then they try to figure out, well, maybe it's this.
Maybe it's that.
What you think? You think it's this? Well, I don't know. It could be this. I mean, they actually do this. I've watched them. Could be this. Could be that. I don't know. Maybe it's this. Go back and ask them this. And, you know, and all of this stuff. And then they come back, and then they tell you something, and they say, we're going to write a prescription for this. But they don't even know if that's really what it is. They don't even know if that's really what's bothering you. And that's why I want to get into, when we come back from the break, I want to play a couple of clips, and we're going to talk also not only about diabetes, but fibroid tumors in women. Because when I had a fibroid tumor, even though I did some research on some of the treatments and all that, I still didn't have enough confidence in my own God sense to not listen to these doctors, because all I had to do to shrink my fibroid tumors was change my diet, get off the meat, get off the dairy, and just change my diet. And this is something that a lot of black women are suffering with, these fibroid tumors, and they come from a multitude of, well, not a multitude, they come from a few different things, several studies are showing, and I'll share some clips. Several studies are showing that the relaxers that we as black women grow up with using is what's causing the fibroid tumors. And also Dr. Yeah. Davidi, who I mentioned earlier, on the D'Arabs page, they used to have this whole list of articles that you could read on just so many different illnesses and just different metaphysical topics. But he also spoke about how with fibroid tumors, they also come about as a result from sexual trauma. And we know that Black women experience a ton of sexual trauma. And when I say sexual trauma, I'm not just talking about somebody, you know, raping you. It's a lot more that goes into sexual trauma. And we'll come right back after this break, and we'll dig into this clip from Dr. Layla Africa. You are listening to the Lotus Place Radio. And thank you so much, Feather, for sharing.
I get a hand clap.
Yes, you certainly thank get you. A hand clap. Thank you so much for all the information. And we appreciate that. We'll have to come back and dig more into some of those findings. You're listening to The Lotus Place, and we'll be right back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Okay, and we are back here at the Lotus Place. And be sure that you log on to the Black Talk Radio Network webpage and donate to the Black Talk Radio Network, Black Talk Media Project, so that we can keep bringing you this information, so that we can keep sharing these topics with you. So we need for you to donate. And Scotty, I am going to make a donation myself. Yeah, I'm going to make a donation because it's not right for us to keep asking people to donate and then we're not even donating. So let me make a note. Donate. So we need for you to donate. Everybody take $5 out of your weed budget and donate to Black Talk Radio Network. Take $5 out of your weed budget, your beer money, your clothes money, your club money, whatever it is, and you know, donate a few dollars to Black Talk Radio Network, or donate $1,000 or $5,000, $10,000, $1,000,000, whatever your heart desires. Just go ahead on and donate that amount. Please do.
Well, great cause.
Absolutely. Because you know the See No News, some people call it CNN, but you know the See No News, they're not bringing you this type of information. The only thing that they will do is tell you that Black people have diseases, but they will not tell you why, and they will not
tell you how to heal.
Exactly. They will just sit here and say, oh, you know, these Black people, they got all this, high blood pressure and all of that. But you never say why you have high blood pressure. Yeah, you never say why. Is it the stress of racism that we have to deal with every day? I think so. I think that's a contributing factor to it. And I know that now when I visit my doctor's office, I make sure that they put it on record because that's a part of us being able to claim reparations, because we're constantly being sick and ill from the stress and strain that we have to deal with on a daily basis. So I want that on record.
So true.
That I am completely stressed out. Yes, I'm in fear for my life on a daily basis.
Yep.
And that fear is messing with my root chakra.
It's
causing me to be off balance.
Yes,
it's causing me to be off balance. And I'm so busy focusing on solving problems that we as Black people have to deal with that I can't focus on my goals. Okay? So... My creativity is stifled, and the constant viewing of people being shot and killed, That's traumatic to our system. Yeah. That's very traumatic. Yeah. So, you know what? Actually, before I play this clip on Dr. Africa, you know, I hate to get morbid, but you have some news information you want to share with us regarding a Ty Gurley, right? Do you have that ready?
Regarding what?
Akai Gurley.
I'm sorry.
Akai Gurley. The update.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On a young man in New York. Yeah. The case.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did. Let's see. Hold on a second. Yeah, I was just doing some research on, you know, the development of the outcome of the trial and everything. And basically, I had listened to, what is this show? Amy Goodman's show, Democracy Now. And she interviewed the, one of the ladies, she's Asian. Her name is Kathy Dane. She's executive director of the Committee Against Anti-Asian Violence. And surprisingly, she gave some pretty good insight on the development of the case. And it was not what I thought. I thought with her being Asian and her being an executive director of this organization that fights for Asians, she said that he was clearly in the wrong. And she said that a police officer is to be held should not be held at a higher standard, regardless of their race. And she said, why should he be held, why should he be treated any differently? Mm-hmm. And that she was not for him getting off just with a slap on the wrist.
May I ask a question? Hey, everybody, this is Scotty, technical producer.
Hi, Scotty.
Hey.
Hey, Scott.
I'm glad y'all brought this topic up. I haven't had an opportunity to speak on it. Would that Asian attorney, would she be from California, and would her name be Angela Chan?
Oh, no. She's not an attorney.
Oh, okay.
At all.
I'm sorry.
She's on this committee. It's the Committee Against Anti-Asian Violence.
And that's in New York. They're in New York?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But she was not representing him at all.
Right.
At all. In fact, she's against the whole outcome of the verdict.
Well, ladies, I have a question. And my question is Ken Thompson, I've been reporting on him, not just me, but New Abolitionist Radio. He is one of the few prosecutors, and he's over that case, right? Am I right, Black Rose?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And he has been doing great work in getting people set free. And I know he's been catching some heat for making that deal. But sometimes, you know, and I'm not excusing it or making any kind of excuses, but I know how politics work. I know how people can put you in a position where you be out of a job. And we can't afford to lose that man, you know, because he has done great work. Yes, Akai Gurley deserves justice, and we should continue to fight for that. There's an appeal process. It could be appealed higher or, you know, but I don't think that Ken Thompson should be thrown under the bus given his track record of opposing what I call white supremacist slave codes and doing all of these cases that he opened back up from the prior prosecutor and this one Detective Scarsella who set up a whole lot of people. And Ken Thompson has done a great job in investing the prosecutor's resources into these cases. And it has resulted in people getting set free from the prison plantation. So I just want people to take that into consideration for, you know, them rightly want to criticize Ken Thompson because they may not know his work. and may not know, you know, other factors that's at play here. That's all I wanted to contribute.
I surely wasn't aware of that.
I certainly appreciate you sharing his previous involvement, because I honestly was not aware of it. But Feather and I were just having this conversation, I think earlier this week, and we were saying we just really don't know what Ken Taylor was up against. We don't know Ken Thompson. We don't know what influences may have been there forcing him to come back with that decision to ask the judge to give this cop Peter Lane leniency and probation and community service. So you're exactly right, Scotty. And, you know, based on his record, like what you're saying, he has done some good work. So I'm not going to throw him under the bus anymore, because I don't know what was going on. Oh, we know that. They could have threatened that man's family, anything, told him, hey, you better say this or that or whatever. I don't know. I really don't know, because I'm not
plus
there.
Plus, that is an elective office. And
yes,
like Scotty said, if he's doing good work like he's doing, then
mm-hmm.
based on his decision, that has a lot to do whether he'll stay in that particular position.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Absolutely.
Stay in that position office.
Yes. Let's take a call, and then we're going to go to our clip from Dr. Layla Africa. And caller, your mic is open. Kia, how are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you? Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to say that this show, I mean, I listen to the show pretty regularly, but this one's been just especially informative, and I appreciate it. Nothing else. That's all. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, and stay tuned.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Okay, we're going to go to this clip with Dr. Layla Africa, and he is explaining food to us.
So we have to say, why are we having all of these diseases at a higher rate than any other race in America? Why do we have the highest diabetes rate? Why is this? Why do we have the highest high blood pressure rate? Why are we going blind at the highest rate of any other race? What's going on here? Say, well, maybe it has something to do with junk food. Just maybe. We don't know for sure. I'm just taking you down this trail. Just say, you don't know, I don't know, so let's make an investigation. It took a lot of science to build some pyramids. It wasn't just art, it was science. So let's just be scientific like our ancestors. Say, okay, I'm going to wake up in the morning, and I'm going to cook an unborn chicken, and I'm going to eat a chicken fetus, which you call an egg. Then I'm going to get 4 slices of a pig's ass, which you call bacon. Now you're eating pig's ass and a dead chicken fetus for breakfast. But all this makes sense to you. All of this makes sense. Now you say, well, I got to fry this stuff. I mean, really, you know, I got to fry this bacon. I got to fry these eggs. I got to fry this stuff. So you're getting down to some basic little fundamental research. You say, well, if I fry it and if I have some hash browns and the potatoes are made out of water, and I learned in school that water and oil don't mix. So what happens when you mix water with oil and put it in your body? The body says, well, I'm either going to digest the oil or I'm going to digest the water, but I'm not going to do both of them. So the body heats up, tries to break down this oil, which it cannot break down because the oil was made at a temperature of 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Your body temperature is only at 98.6. So your body can't break down the oil. So it just gums up your cells, make them stick together. You know, then you get a false sense of energy from eating this hash browns, the chicken, if you're eating chicken. I'm calling it chicken, but you like to call it an egg. Let's just be real. It's a dead fetus of an unborn chicken. So you're eating unborn children, using your body as a cemetery, wondering what's going on. So you say, well, maybe my ancestors ate this stuff. So you look around and you look at the picture, say, no, I don't see any pictures with this. A glass of milk. Now we got to heat up the milk because you don't want bacteria in it. So you heat it up over 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Now it becomes white plastic pus. So you got a glass of pus. four slices of a pig ass, a dead chicken fetus, some potatoes mixed with oil, and a glass of orange juice, cooked orange juice, which turns the sugar into orange juice, white sugar, which causes diabetes. Now, you eat all of this stuff together, which doesn't go together, but we were shown a picture in school with all of these foods together, and they told it was the food chart. We saw the eggs with the milk and the orange juice. You remember that picture? Oh, yes. You know who promoted that picture? The dairy company. They said, let us put the picture in the school. So we know that this picture is framed in your mind. You have been nutritionally miseducated. So now we're struggling to get away from this way of eating. So, well, what can I eat? I don't know what to eat. My master taught me to eat this in the morning. Now you're taking away this. What can I eat? So you say, well, let me be scientific and look around and see what nature has other animals eating in the morning. And we notice that animals don't eat heavy in the morning. Not a bird, not a monkey. They don't eat heavy in the morning. Not at all. When they eat heavy, it's around lunchtime, which means you should be eating your dinner at lunchtime because it gives you the whole day to process it. That should be your heaviest meal, lunch, not dinner. So you say, well, wait a minute. It's more to this than just that. I have a craving for this stuff. I'm addicted to this food. I'm totally addicted to this food. And what has caused me to be addicted to this food is the food's ability to destroy melanin. That's how drugs work. If it doesn't work on the melanin, it is not a drug at all. We're talking about, we into their culture and we into their diet and we offer our diet. So we're out of their mind. We're eating from their mind and we're out of our mind. That's a problem. So we got this melanin and we know that everything is working to destroy the cocaine, the nicotine, the caffeine, the white sugar, the bleached white flour, the salt. Everything is working to destroy the melanin. That's how drugs work. But we got to empower ourselves some kind of way to take this a little bit serious here. You don't want to go out the way you're going out. You weren't born with all of these diseases, born losing your teeth, dandruff, funky feet, skin breaking out, one turd a week, which comes out of your behind as a senior citizen. No. You weren't born this way, but you're trashing your body. And somebody's got to tell you you're trashing your body. You should just try to eat proper, if it's not for the melanin, for the children's sake. What other investment do you have? But let's go back to this. If it's white, it's right. Because we think our teeth are white when they're yellow. So we get toothpaste to try to bleach our teeth white when bones are yellow. Anyone who takes anatomy knows that. So this thing is really embedded in us to destroy our melanin. We don't want the dark meat, the ghetto meat of the turkey. We want the white meat. Yeah. This thing is thoroughly embedded in you. Some of you even got a master's bedroom. Negro, how can you have a master's bedroom? Yeah. In little ways, we are buying into someone else's diet. But we do know wherever Europeans go, they take their food. Prove me wrong. If they're in China, there's Coca-Cola, there's Starbucks, there's McDonald's. Wherever they go, they take their food. Isn't that something? Wherever the Chinese go, they take their food. So we got to get a grip and understand more about the scientific part of being black. It's not that you were in Africa for 4 million years and you stayed there so long, your skin turned black. That is a theory. Of course, if you were in Africa and you turned black from being in the sun so long, then all watermelons should be black. Oranges should be black. Apples should be black. Leaves should be black. So we know we're operating on a whole lot of myths. People operate on myths. not on facts. It's a myth. NutraSweet fires off the nerves so much that they burn out and end up with lupus and Alzheimer's. Yeah, all that's caused by aspartame, which you call NutraSweet, lupus, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. Sugar causes that too. Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, nerve damage, we call it, cataracts, glaucoma, high blood pressure, hyperactivity. All that's caused by white sugar. But we say a picture's worth a thousand words, so we say, okay, what can be wrong with this? It is white. And if it's white, it's pure. So what's wrong with it? And you say, wait a minute. Everything that seems to be causing me problems in my life seems to be white. White sugar, white salt, but since it's white, it's pure.
Wow, that was Dr. Layla Africa saying that we operate on myths. Yes, operating on myths. And let's just think about that that breakfast diet that we had. Now, I remember listening to Michael Bazin's show a few years ago before he was kicked off the air. He had this lady, I think she called herself like the conscious belly dancer or something like that. And so she spoke about, she was the first person I heard say this, and it just made me really think. She said that when we eat eggs, and she called eggs chicken abortion. Because it's an aborted chick.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, in all honesty and reality, that's really what it is. And I used to love me some egg sandwiches, like egg sandwich with cheese on it. Oh, my God. That was the bomb. And that fried bologna, you know, fried a little hot where it's kind of burnt, and put the egg on there and some cheese and toast that bread with some butter. That was like the best little breakfast sandwich ever. And, you know, and so, I mean, it was good because that's what we grew up on. We grew up thinking the eggs are good. They taste good. They give us protein, and we eat our eggs in the morning and all of that. And it really is, when you think about it. I mean, it's an aborted baby. It's an aborted chick. And we take that baby and we put it in a skillet, and we take that fetus and we put it in a skillet and we fry it and we eat it.
Yeah.
Man, that's kind of hard right there. And then the whole, I kind of had to laugh on this part when he said we take four slices of a pig's ass and that's the bacon and we eat it, you know, and I mean, it is what it is. I mean, but we love bacon. We grew up bacon, eggs, and toast, bacon, eggs, and pancakes. And then we wonder why when we eat a breakfast like that, then a few hours later, we feel a little tired and sluggish. Because we're combining that meat with that bread and the protein. And we really...
They don't go together.
We're not supposed to do that. And if you think about it, like with that, what is it, like the South Beach diet and the no-carb diet or whatever. Those diets, they tell you what? Don't eat the meat with the bread. Mm-hmm. Don't eat the bread. Eat it separately. And we're really not supposed to, like, eat fruit with, say, like, another protein.
We digest it much quicker.
Yeah. And, like, salads. When we make our salad and we put, you know, fruit in the salad, like raisins. Like, I love raisins in my salad. And I always have to remember that I'm really not supposed to do that. And I still do it, even knowing I'm not supposed to do it because I'm just so accustomed to eating like that, and we're really not supposed to do that. That's a fruit. The raisin does not mix with the lettuce, and so we really just have to go through this whole retraining ourselves of how to eat properly. Welcome in, Aisha. How are you?
Hi.
What's going on there in Minnesota?
I will never eat any more pig's butt.
Oh my god! Now don't eat
The way he made it sound, it was like what?
Right. Now, I do think
it's our Uchek issue with that egg, it is not a fetus until it is fertilized. But I understand what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
The egg is the egg. So, you know, it's no good for us. I would probably agree with that cholesterol thing.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I do eat those organic eggs. Yeah. Now I'm going to have to take them to the curb.
Yeah, and now when I was really deep into my healthy eating, I would do the egg substitute. Like, say, for instance, if I was baking something, and you could use, like, applesauce to you can use the applesauce in place of an egg to, like, hold whatever it is you're making together. Like, say, for instance, when I would make, like, the salmon croquettes, instead of using the egg in that batter, then I would just use, like, the applesauce. And it worked just fine. It would hold that salmon croquette together just perfectly.
And some muffins. You know how muffins require that you do an egg? I use the applesauce. Or banana. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know about the banana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not know about the banana. Aisha, how did you get the email? No, she didn't get it. Check your email. I sent an email out earlier today.
I haven't been on it. I'll check it.
Yeah, check it when you get a chance. We're going to play this clip now from Dr. Sabi. Dr. Sabi, let me see. Let's share this one on, let's see, which one should we play? Let's play this one on overcoming disease. This is a quick one, and then we have another one.
It's very simple. If it tastes sweet, it has sugar in it. So you don't want to eat a whole lot of concentrated sweetness. In fact, you shouldn't eat any. But to avoid the diabetes and those things associated with diabetes, such as high blood pressure, hyperactivity, glaucoma, cataract, infertility, senility, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, poor circulation, neuropathy, tingling, numbness, all those diseases are associated with a person with pancreas disease, but they don't have diabetes. So the person is always looking for diabetes. But a pancreas disease has symptoms, and of those symptoms, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, high blood pressure, arthritis, glaucoma, cataract, hyperactivity, infertility are symptoms of a pancreas disease. And they're going around looking for diabetes.
Okay, that was actually Dr. Layla Africa. But let's listen to this one on Dr. Sabi.
Speaking of Honduras, your spiritual village in Honduras, one of my listeners was asking about your connection with Lisa Lefty Lopez.
Oh, my God. I was going to mention that. Lisa was the only person that had the nerve to tell me something that shook me up, and she was right. Lisa came to me for healing, like Michael Jackson did, and they both received what I had to offer, and they were quite satisfied. But one night, Lisa them asked me, what is it that I'm supposed to do to put me on the other side and keep me there? I say, fast. She say, for how long? 40 days. She fasted for 42 days and 42 nights and didn't eat anything for those 42 days. Look, Lisa looked so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I'm in my hut. At 2 o'clock in the morning, somebody's at my door. It's Lisa. Lisa coming in the door with 2 cups in her hand. And she said, look, this is CMOS. I made some CMOS. So we sit there and we start talking. She said, but I want to tell you something. I feel good. I feel very good. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But I want to tell you something else. You need healing.
Mm.
When Lisa told me that, I wanted to shrug it. I wanted to pretend I didn't hear that. But no, it resonated differently.
Mm.
The girl was right. She was 100% right.
Wow.
By Lisa being a female, she has a better hook on certain things than I have, because I'm a male. I don't have the wisdom of a woman. I'm not a woman. I'm a male. I'm not a female. But we have it just the reverse. She came to me for healing, but yet she told the healer, you need healing, telling me that this girl had a beautiful mind, as we call it, sight. She was, and she was right, because there were things that I was wrestling with, things that I was struggling with, and she saw it.
Yeah.
She saw it. Lisa was beautiful. I love her. Oh, God. She was the life of the village.
Because of your connection to her in those final days before her transition, they wanted to know, do you feel she was at peace?
Very much so. Very much so. She had resigned. Mm. If there's anyone that I have met that was connected to her transition or to their transition, was Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Wow.
She knew. She was living it. She was showing us. Look at the documentary again. She's showing us. Remember when she said that the spirit that took the little boy Lopez that was killed on the highway was for her. And it wasn't 2 weeks later she was gone.
Very interesting.
Wow.
Lisa was a Gemini. She could see.
I'm a Gemini.
She could see. She shared many things with me that I put into motion that works. But we never would give her any credit because she's just a rapper. Oh, yeah? But remember, she's a unique expression of this cosmic procession. You cannot calibrate anyone. There isn't any book to calibrate anyone. How could you do that when you were unique? There's nobody like you in the universe. Wow. Lisa was one of them that expressed that. I love her.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Kush.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
In Health Works tonight, first it was the Brazilian blowout. Now hair relaxers used by millions of women are under fire.
Sally McDonald is here to break it all down. Sally?
Yeah, what are we sacrificing for our hair? That is the big question. New research suggests that women's reproductive health could be at risk.
Step in any salon and you smell it. Chemicals.
More than 70% of our business comes from skin relaxers.
At the beauty bar, Audrey Smith is here for her treatment.
We all feel great when we have our hair done.
For decades, Smith's been getting a relaxer to keep her hair straight without giving much thought to possible risks.
Not much, you know, and if I did, I figured it was minimal.
We've never had any client come in and say, oh, my doctor has said that I need to stop getting relaxers.
Sure, there have been warnings about hair products.
And then...
Even from comedian Chris Rock. His documentary, Good Hair, shows a soda can that disintegrates after being submerged in chemicals for several hours.
So that can's got a good perm. That can's got a good perm.
But now a new study from Boston University finds evidence linking hair relaxer to uterine fibroid tumors and early puberty.
It used to be a joke that beauty suffers, but not to the point of death.
Tamika Fletcher owns Natural Resources, a salon catering to girls and women embracing the trend of natural hair.
This is the worst.
Fletcher says her scalp used to look like these pictures, full of chemical burns and bald spots.
You know, this is one of the few industries that's not regulated by the FDA. And so if you have the wild, wild west of, you know, hair care products, everybody's kind of claiming what they want to claim without having to prove efficacy. It makes a big difference. No one's really held to any type of real standard.
She and the beauty bar can agree on one thing. More research is needed.
And all of a sudden, oh, it's supposed to be bad for you? Well, by now, you know, if something was going to happen, it would have happened.
Well, in LA, there's a grassroots group pushing the slogan Black Going Green. The group plans to rate chemicals in terms of how toxic they are and then make the results public.
There's a genetic predisposition, and we don't know why yet, but there is definitely a genetic predisposition. And fibroids are benign cells or overgrowth in the uterus. They can cause a lot of pain. They can cause bloating. They can cause irregular menstrual cycles. And they're just generally not great for women who want to have children, because sometimes they can prevent implantation as a fetus. So there's some difficulty there. So actually, Howard has several ongoing projects where we're looking into what's going on with this. Why is our population being affected so greatly by this? And we just don't know. So there's recommendations for how you should treat it. If it's benign and you're okay, you're not having a lot of pain, you're not having a lot of bloating, you're not having a lot of bleeding, then you may just want to wait for menopause. And actually, because they're hormonally sensitive, they actually regress with menopause, which is great, but if you're 30, that's a 20-year wait. You may not want to wait that long. And if you want to have babies, you definitely don't want to wait that long. So the recommendation would be go in and talk to your doctor if that's a concern for you. I'm Sandy Stilwell-Tate. I'm a clinical educator in the Department of Community and Family Medicine, which is the attending faculty. So I do research, see patients, and teach medical students and residents.
Hair relaxers are used by millions of Black women, but now there is new research that shows that the chemicals used in the product may be dangerous to female health. There's fear that repeated use can trigger early puberty in young girls and could be linked to uterine fibroids. So we're on your side with what the experts say and how you can protect yourself.
My ring still there?
Actor and comedian Chris Rock made the comedy movie Good Hair, showing what Black women do for a certain look.
Relax is the chemical that will take a Black woman's hair from this and change it into this.
It's kind of like a torture session.
Could you tell us how dangerous relaxer is?
Sodium hydroxide will burn through your skin.
While the flick is funny,
this will last Prince about a month.
The reality might not be. I stopped in at Kay Brown's hair gallery where we found Catherine.
I guess it is tough to manage coarse hair. So the relaxer, it helps you, you know, maintain.
Catherine got her first relaxer at 9 years old.
I didn't like the straightening comb as much because my mother would burn my ears and everything. So it was exciting, and my hair was so bouncy and flowy, and it lasts so long.
But scientists from Boston University fear that millions of Black women have possibly been exposing themselves to several harmful chemicals that can affect their health. Flawless salon stylist Alan Payson agrees.
It's a chemical. It is almost like it's burning the hair pretty much to straighten it out. So, you know, anything with chemicals on your hair is pretty much bad.
A study in the American Journal of Epidemiology links hair relaxers to uterine fibroid tumors in women and early puberty in young girls. Scientists followed more than 23,000 Black women and found that the 2 to 3 times higher rate of fibroids among Black women may be connected to chemical exposure through scalp lesions and burns resulting from relaxers. And more research shows women who got their first period before the age of 10 were also more likely to have fibroids, and early menstruation may come from hair products Black girls are using.
You might agree with the study.
I think I might agree with it.
We took the study to doctors. Dr. Jennifer Tropez-Martin, OBGYN from Tulane University, is not convinced.
These products are not regulated by the FDA, so we don't know how much of these components are in these products, what their true effect is onto the body.
Tropez-Martin says so far there is only an association rather than a proven link between relaxers, early puberty, and fibroids.
And the reality is that African-American women have a higher prevalence of developing fibroids throughout their lifetime. By the age of 50, it's more like 82% will have some form of fibroids, be it symptomatic or not. versus Caucasian women, which is more like in the 60 percentile.
Shop owner Christy Brown says most of her clients who have fibroids get relaxers.
So many products have sodium hydroxide in it. How could you narrow it down to one relaxer?
She's not convinced there's a link between the two, but is cautious not to expose children.
So I don't believe in putting relaxers in little girls there at all. I won't do it at all. I just won't do it.
For Ellen Kruger from Auctioner, if black women are prone to getting fibroids anyway, how can they be connected to one product?
It's very hard to pick out what exactly is causing that and how the hair care products contribute.
Dr. Kruger points to harmful chemicals like sodium hydroxide or lye and phthalates, which are found in several relaxers. But any chemical that affects estrogen and hormones is cause for alarm.
The association that they found gives us a maybe, but there are so many other things that we use that might be as dangerous or more dangerous.
So to avoid problems, the experts that I talk to say consider using organic products. Also be mindful of chemicals and the products that you use, and it's a good idea to consult a doctor before putting harsh chemicals on a child. Scott.
Now, when I went to my little healthy lifestyle, that's one thing that I did first after hearing about how relaxers could possibly affect our bodies and cause these fibroid tumors. I stopped relaxing my hair. That was just one reason. I just wanted to go natural, and I was doing the research on it. And I was like, man, I'm getting ready to stop putting this stuff in my hair. Because if you think about it, over the years, there has to be some type of detrimental effect. It is a chemical that we're putting on top of our scalp. And my whole thing is, if there is an association with the relaxers and fibroid tumors, then why not spend some of this money, like they always do, to research other little silly things and really get the concrete information? And my thought is, they already know, because it's been in the medical journals, they already know. But just like the dairy industry and the meat industry, they're not going to tell us this specifically because it will reduce their sales. I mean, the beauty industry is a $1 trillion industry. So if we start pulling back on relaxers and things like that, then it cuts into their bottom line. But now, I'm not trying to tell people don't relax their hair. You do what works for you. But for people that are concerned about possibly having fibroid tumors, like I said, I had fibroid tumors, and a large fibroid tumor. It was about the size of a grapefruit, and I had to have surgery. And so if this is causing women to have hysterectomies, which, like we know, if you have a hysterectomy, then you can't have children. I mean, is that a part of the whole population control thing? Is that a part of the whole us not having so many black babies? So it's just something to really think about, I would say. You know, we should investigate this a little more and maybe just find out, I mean, really what is the truth? I mean, how are these relaxers affecting us, and are they causing the fibroid tumors? Now, like I mentioned earlier, I also read an article speaking about how the fibroid tumors can come from sexual trauma. There could be molestation, there could be rape, any type of sex. What's another type of sexual trauma? Anybody? Feather?
Well, sexual it should trauma. Be emotional.
Oh, yeah,
sorry, I was on mute. Yeah. Say for instance, a woman or young girl consents to having sex. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like you say, it doesn't have to be rape, but she consents to having sex. But emotionally, she's not ready, and it's a trauma for her. Mm-hmm. Now that's what happened to me. That's what happened to me. I agreed. I said, okay, you know. But afterwards, I felt horrible. I just, mm-hmm. you know, I just, it was very traumatic for me. Mm-hmm. I didn't even, mm-hmm. want to look at the guy. I mean, I just cut off all contact with him, as if I'd done something horrible, you know. So that was my first time was horrible. It was traumatic for me. So I never thought about it like that before, but I would consider that as sexual trauma, you know. And mm-hmm. and another thing, what you were saying about, they say, well, maybe it could be, you know, even the doctor says, well, maybe. But there's a book out by a friend of ours, but it's called Chemical Suicide. Look it up.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chemical Suicide. We both bought that book. She wrote it herself, a young girl in her early 30s, and she had a stroke. In fact, she had a couple of strokes. On one mm-hmm. side, she limps, and she associated that with a lot of research. In fact, I think she even got some input from some medical society that the chemicals that she was using on her hair after so many years mm-hmm. caused this stroke. And so she wrote a book about it. And she also mentioned in the book that 60%, a lot of us don't think about this, but 60% of the things that you put on your skin is consumed inside of your body. They may say, well, it's just water on my head, it's water on my head. But 60% mm-hmm. of the things that you put on your skin goes into your body. It doesn't just sit on your skin.
Your skin is your largest organ, so it goes directly into your body.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And this also ties into the report that I did earlier on melanin, because these are chemicals and they're affecting the melanin in our body.
Yeah.
And the report that the lady was talking about earlier, that they did research from 1997 to 2009 of 23,000 African American women, it linked chemical exposure through scalp lesions and burns from relaxers. Black women, the study showed that African American women are 9 times more likely, not 2 or 3, but 9 times mm-hmm. more likely than white women to have fibroid tumors. And some women, I noticed the clips that you were playing earlier, the women said, well, you know, I mean, if it was a problem, we would know about it by now, and it's not causing death, blah, blah, blah. But it goes further than that. African-American women were 77% more likely to miss work and fear job mm-hmm. loss as a result of these tumors. And I have something that I wanted to share about the fibroid tumors that happened to me. I lost a very, very lucrative job as a sales manager with a prominent hotel in this country because I missed so many days due to the fibroids that I had. I mean, I would be in so much pain that I would miss days, and I became fearful of that because I was the only black sales manager, and I didn't want to be missing all those days. So sometimes mm-hmm. I would come to work in excruciating pain, but I would be limp, I would be slumped over because the tumor mm-hmm. was growing, and I would be slumped over as I was walking due to the intense pain. So I finally had to, and I couldn't do my job effectively, of course, I finally had to take a leave of absence to get surgery for this. And when I returned to work 1 week later than originally scheduled, you're given 6 weeks off because I had some complications from this surgery, I was offered, now understand, I was a sales manager. When I came back to work, I was offered a job in security or room service because they had to offer me a job back. The key word, a job, not my job. But I was offered a job either in security or room service because my former position as a sales manager, it was no longer an option for me. And I took unemployment compensation instead. I just said, well, I'm not coming back. And I lost my home. I had a house. I lost my home. I had to move in with my mother. And when I finally did start back to work 6 months later, was it 6 months, 7, 8 months later, I took a $10,000 a year cut in salary with my next job, which was with FedEx, because of this fibroid tumor. You know, so it's much more than, oh, it's just a little pain. It's not, you know, it can get pretty serious. And as I said, hysterectomy is no joke. Even though I didn't want to have any more children, I felt that something had been stolen from me.
Yeah.
You know, and that was traumatic. That was hugely traumatic. So that's my input on it. It's devastating.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if I could share with you, I have done a lot of work and research around those exact concepts around what's going on with what we use on our bodies, not just the chemicals associated with perms. There's also one associated with the weave that we put in our hair, this little netting thing that they've come up with, and the glues when they would glue the hair on. All of these are toxins. It is research. They're neurotoxins, but the perm stuff is definitely getting into the children's bloodstream. Any kind of chemical that you rub on your body, there are three ways for toxins to get in your body or poison.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, I think we lost you. I think you may have gone on mute. So I'll just pick up where you are. In terms of the toxins getting into our bodies, yeah, I think... I see how it's called dropped. I don't see her in the call queue. Johnson & Johnson was just recently sued because of their Johnson & Johnson's baby shampoo. You know, Johnson & Johnson's baby shampoo has always been promoted as, you know, being gentle. But what's in the Johnson & Johnson was actually causing some very bad effects in children. I think it was linked... to some early cancers in children. Okay, you back with us. I think your call dropped, Icy Hot.
Yes, the call dropped. I hate to have that happen, but it's always technical difficulty. That's why I listen a lot. But what I was saying is that it is documented through the EPA with some of these chemicals that are being used. But I was going to say ingestion, either dermal, you rub it on your skin, like the lotions you put on your skin, and or breathing it in. Those are the three ways that poisons get in our body. And of those three ways, any of them works for poison. And they can cause what we call endocrine disruptors. It gets into the endocrine system, and especially with girls, women, and cosmetics. It is such a dangerous game anymore, because I think you sent out something Friday where you talked about if you get any samples, don't breathe them in. Well, what that's all about. You said that. I tell people all the time, because I got really sensitive to this stuff through chemical injury from breathing in some tars and things that people were doing something to a tennis court right outside of my condo. So bottom line is, you want to know why the breast cancer rate is growing? Well, it's all the cosmetics that women are using on their bodies. Black women, Hispanic women, and they're some of the most greatest users of these products. Anything that you put on your body that has a word on it that you can't pronounce, I can guarantee you it is a carcinogen. All you have to do is look around and see. And if people want to find out a lot about this, you know, Dr. Robert Bullard, he's the one who's called the father of the environmental justice system, and he did a lot of research, and it seems like for environmental But when you think about it, your environment is the very air you breathe inside of your home. That's part of your environment. So if you're polluting your environment with plug-ins, if you're polluting your environment with room deodorant sprays, if you're polluting your body with deodorant that has chemicals in it that will cause you to have some serious problems, health problems over time, which is what we're talking about here. Some of it will happen like right away immediately. And the medical community, American Medical Association, they do understand what's going on.
Yes.
They need to come clean, but they won't, because it is like, it's called environmental racism. And if we as people, we keep, and Dr. Bullard explains this very well, if we keep using this stuff, then we're just going to get sick, along with the food pieces of the pig's ass. Then,
Because food is drugs too. Food is drugs.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. And so all of this stuff accumulates, and it does cause a serious problem. And I can tell you, many other people in our communities, they don't use all this stuff like we use on our bodies. They don't go and buy it. If they do, let me tell you, they generally will buy the stuff that is non-toxic. Killing off, it's killing the community, it's killing off the little girls, people are getting sick. But the American Medical Association, let me tell you, they're serious about their cancer research. And they're not going to start telling people about it, because guess what? You're going to lose some money. American Medical Association, actually, from what I've been reading on the internet, some of the doctors have been coming up missing who were doctors that wanted to practice naturopathic medicine to help people get rid of the cancers and those kinds of things. So they're serious about their money. They're not playing with anybody. And they've shut down people's practices. Like a lot of the people that were called environmental specialist doctors that healed and talked with people about the environment and how those particular things like we're talking about tonight that will affect your health, they shut them down. They shut them down.
They raise them. They raise them. Yes.
Yeah. Well, they'll do more than shut them down as well.
They will get rid of them. They will come up missing.
Going back to the cancers are running rampant. And you can even go online and look up some of this material. If Rachel Carson started it and talked about it long years ago in Silent Spring. Rachel Carson, first biologist. She's a white woman, but Dr. Bullard is a black PhD. Okay. Rachel Carson, they laughed her out of the place. And all the work that she did and the research that she did, now it's legitimate, it's valid, and it's happened even in wildlife, not just within our circle of life, the human beings, but even in the wildlife, you know, things are coming up, frogs with five legs and 10 eyes and that kind of stuff, from the chemicals that are poured out into the waterways and what have you. And the pesticides, you know, those things that people spray for ants or roaches or water bugs or whatever. Those are the same chemicals that they put in perfume. It's a chemical, I can't call the name of it. It's that chemical that causes this fragrances, man-made fragrances, to have an aroma to them. And it stays with you all day. It's a chemical that they use to put them in to do that. And the same with the bug spray. So you're basically, when you put fragrance on your body,
you're putting fragrance on your body the same as the spraying bug spray on your body, only it has fragrances in it rather than those other chemicals that go into the bug spray.
The bug spray is
a common one there. And so these things cause headache. They cause just a simple symptom to make your life kind of miserable. Like if you've got a headache all the time at work, if you've got stomach problems or your stomach is not feeling good a lot of the time, you're not going to be able to go to work and feel decent and work effectively. You can't work effectively if you're not feeling well. And some people will put that on their body that they don't know, and then guess what happens? They don't even know why they're...
Yeah, and so they don't know.
I just want to share that. But there's this book called Living Downstream with her name is Sandra Steingraber. She's another one. She's a very good, she's done a lot of research around the cosmetics and the little girls and what it causes. It causes them to get kicked into puberty earlier on.
You said Living Downstream?
Yep, Living Downstream. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We're going to have a part two on this because we're up to... it's 11 o'clock Central, so we need to go ahead on and close out. We're going to pick back up because I just love this, and I need to check out this book, Living Downstream. I'll see if I can find that on Amazon. And, Aja, you have a quote for us, a Prince quote, and then we'll go ahead on and close back. We'll have part two of this on Wednesday because we have some more information to share. I sure appreciate all of that. That was quite informative. Give us a quote, Heather, to close us out.
All right. Mm-hmm. Prince, this is a quote from Prince. When I found out that there was 8 presidents before George Washington, I wanted to smack somebody. This, yes, 8 presidents before George Washington. Despite everything, no one can dictate who you are to other people.
No, that's right.
There's a dark side to everything.
All right, all right. And Scotty, you're exactly right there with the FDA. They don't regulate these products, as was mentioned in the clip. And I believe in that clip, and I'll have to make sure I keep that clip in the queue. On the clip, they said that Black women exposing themselves. But we'll have a part two, and we'll come back to that clip because I have so many other clips from Dr. Sabi that I want to share and Dr. Layla Africa on health and healing. This was the first show on our health and healing series, and we are going to tackle this issue because we are going to heal ourselves.
Yes, so
we
are.
Have some productive lives. Like Dr. King said, longevity is good, but you got to make sure you do something in that lifetime. So you don't just want to live long and be all sick and broke down. You want to have a good, healthy life where you can accomplish some things, and we can't do that if we're sick, broke down, and tired. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Feather. Thank you, Icy Hot. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you for calling in, and we will be back on Wednesday. Peace and good night. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.